program, you're about to hear Bob's Slap Time Fun Hours with Parody, Satire, and Comedy. Any reference to Bob, the church of subgenius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor, and to cast no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
Aw, man, look at this place. I can't get over there where the good stuff is. Hell, I can't even reach the bad stuff. Oh, man. I am gonna have to clean up the funhouse. Oh, damn it! Ah. Oh, hey. My old audio cassette has Ladkins. Hey, this gives me an idea.
Go ahead, me and yourself. Sell everything. Everything you got. Tell me you come back. I know you come back to me. Gonna tell you right. You ready? Sell everything. Everything you got. Gonna have me in your chair. Sell everything you got. Well, look here. Now, if you come back to me, honey, after I have it your sale, you won't have nobody come back to. And I know if you come back, you come back, it's only me. Go to have me on your side. Go to tell the truck. TV, radio, everything you got. So if you come back, you won't have nothing left to come back to. Yes, I know if you come back, baby. You come back to me. I'm gonna have me yourself. When I get done, everybody's gonna say, well, look at him. Sell everything you got. Go ahead, me and yourself. Sell everything. Everything. So if you come back, honey, you gonna come back. Just holy me.
Whoa. Oh, why did I have to schedule the yard sale on a weekend when I have to work on the show? I'll just pull some piece of crap out of my butt. Welcome. Welcome, seekers, to welcome, seekers, to that crusty, leaking outhouse we call Bob's Slacktime Funhouse. Oh, no, I've used that one way too many times already. hell, I'll think up something in time. I always do.
Hey, Flutie.
I love it when you do that. Oh, evil Susie. Oh, I didn't hear the Devil's Butte.
Not again.
It conked out on me on the way up the hill, but I slammed it into reverse and turned around real fast and let the downward momentum carry me up the hill to our place.
I love the way you defy the laws of physics.
I just like defying laws.
I sure do.
So, how's the yard sale coming along? Hey, nice job setting up these rickety-ass tables, Flues. You know, the fact that it's midnight might be the reason nobody's showing up, Bimbo Breath. God, Flues, you look awful.
Oh.
I mean, even worse than usual. What's the problem? You've been working on the show, haven't you?
Yeah, it's a damn show.
Oh, Bob Gilmy, not this again.
Why am I always the one?
I'm sorry you draw that detail every week, Flues, because, I can't do a show and all.
But you've done shows before.
Well, when I do a show, it's something special, it's like a flying dog.
Uh-huh.
It shouldn't be able to do it, but it does it. What are you gonna do? So, what are you gonna do? Let me do my part. That little sock in the jaw would perk you up.
I see what you mean.
Hell, couldn't hurt.
Yeah, it's a show. It's good to be like having a major brain hemorrhage every week.
This creed a curse again.
Look!
Ooh, hell if you ain't, girl.
Ow.
You got a great big blood blister right where you used to part your hair.
I still part it in the same place.
There's not enough hair left on it to really call it a part or anything. This thing's huge.
Jeez, what are you doing? Ow!
You want I should pop it?
The hell no! What if it's full of brain fluid or something?
As if there's a chance of that. Come on, Flues. I haven't been happy since your back cleared up. Let me at it. Come on. Come on, let me at it.
I don't know. Oh, this is awful.
Oh, no. It'd be no problem at all. I'd love to help you out.
Lucky me. Okay, but
bingo.
Do it fast.
Come here, stay still. Don't worry, I'm a doctor. Stop squirming. You're not helping things. This is a delicate operation, Flues.
Are you even strangling it? Sharpen your files or something.
They are filed to points. Damn. Got some leathery skin, sister.
Oh, evil Susie.
Mm-hmm.
I've just been feeling this yearning.
Oh, what's the matter
this
now?
Impulse to go back to my roots. Get in touch with my heritage.
Look, I know you got yearnings for home. I put some wheels up against your friggin' house. What more do you want out of me, damn it?
Oh, it just ain't the same. It's just
Flues.
Putting wheels on a brick house just don't make it a mobile home. I'm just in one of my moods.
Oh, great. Your freaking moods swing like Charo at a pipe fitter's convention.
Who?
Never mind. Hey, I know you think I waste all my time down at the bar, but hey, last night I was telling Olaf about your damn moods, and you know what? We came up with a new treatment for your continuous boring depression.
I don't know about that.
Come on, trust me. We spent hours sitting in the back booth with our heads together figuring this thing out.
Uh-huh.
We even got it all diagrammed out here, nice and scientific, on beer coasters. See?
I don't know.
This looks like some drunk's football play chart mapped out in ketchup?
Yeah. I'll help you with it. What's that one supposed to be?
That's you.
And that one?
And that's me.
And this up here? That's a booger.
Ooh.
And that? Oh, that's that dirty old 10-gallon plastic grout tub full of stagnant rainwater over there.
I don't think that's rainwater. I think it's...
Yeah, whatever. It doesn't matter as long as it's liquid.
Uh-huh.
Anyhow, we got it figured out. All you have to do is stick your head in the bucket 3 times.
Uh-huh. 3.
Uh-huh.
3.
And you pull it out twice.
2.
Yeah. I don't know how I could possibly make it any more simple than that. It can't fail.
I don't know about that. I mean, it sounds good, but...
This time flues, I swear it's a surefire thing.
How do I know this guy is an expert at treating depression?
Olaf Shirinovsky is a freaking brain trust, man. Okay, I'll do it.
Good girl.
But you gotta pay me off.
Oh.
I want to hear some King Yusnevich and his Yusnevich tones while I'm getting the treatment.
Sure you can.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I just can't get enough King Yusnevich, you know.
Oh, yeah, nobody can. They're like an intoxicating high colonic in musical form, aren't they?
And it clogs me up for a whole week.
Oh, that trademark sound of theirs can crack your chakras like a whip.
Whatever cranks your tractor flues.
Here it is. Twisting and bowling with King Yusnevich and his Yusnevich tones, volume 2.
Bob, kill me. Just kill me.
Listen to that divine discordance. Oh, the tinkling
okay,
of the flute.
Bottoms up.
I love my stuff.
Hey! Everybody wants Kung Fu Manny. Well, they were dancing around. They were discoing down. They were partying down. They were jumping around. They was Kung in one and threw in the other. They were dancing around with one another. King you, they was tugging, they was doing, they was doing it too. Everybody was Kung Fu fighting. We got landed. Everybody was Kung Fu fighting. Yeah, it sure was landed. Everybody was
So that's what the ponytail's for. Feeling better?
Oh, couldn't feel any worse.
But I think the treatment took.
Uh-huh.
Hard to say what was more effective, though. The drowning or the Yusnevich. Those boys always deliver.
Oh, the record album.
Huh? I've got some bad news.
Oh,
I was lighting a cigarette.
No.
Yeah, and I accidentally set the flamethrower face down
No.
Oh, my Yusnevich album. It's a charred blob. I don't know how these things keep happening.
Oh, you don't know how sorry I am about that. Especially after that unfortunate mishap with your Danger Woman tape and the hydraulic punch press. I mean, was that a freak accident or what?
Well, at least I got to play the hell out of it. Oh, when I think of all the pain I've inflicted with this charred blob,
I mean, after all, WREK Atlanta is
It's a 40-watt radio station.
Yeah, a 40-watt radio station. And that means we got a broadcast radius of, yards. quite a few yards, actually.
Wow, so that means we've got, what the hell, at least a dozen listeners.
Right?
Well, at least.
On a good night?
With a wind at our backs.
Oh, no wonder we let this go to our heads.
Hey, Flues?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know we're not, like, real close or anything, but,
That's not true.
I was, wondering if you could, give me a little advice.
What?
You need advice from me?
Yeah, you're kind of my only choice here, so,
Wow, it's kind of nice you got confidence in me.
I don't know. It's just that something's stupid, so I thought, what the hell, it might be your particular area of expertise.
Okay, it's worth a shot.
So, yeah.
And what?
Well, it's like,
you can talk to me.
The hell.
Come on, evil Susie. I got a thick old hide. I'm totally unsurprisable.
Flues.
How can you tell,
yeah,
if a boy likes you?
Oh, is that all? For a moment, I thought you...
Flues! Selfish whore! You always pass out when I need you, damn it!
Freaking usual.
So you're surfacing from one of your drunken stupors. About damn time. I asked you a question.
Oh, man, I must be drunk. I thought you asked me some lovelorn teeny bopper thing like, how can I tell if a boy likes me?
Not again.
Ow.
Damn it, you're impossible to carry on a conversation with.
Evil Susie, is that you?
Oh, crap, what, I beat you blind?
No, I really mean it. Is that you and that steel bustier?
Yeah, it's all three of me in it, but I think there's room for one more.
Evil Susie, what the hell? What the hell? Oh, who is it?
It's Olaf down at the bar.
You mean that drunken lunatic who writes a pornography with Janet Reno doing Janet Napolitano?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, not that barfly who comes up with pyramid scams involving kidnapped orphans and scratch-off games.
Oh, yeah.
The dude you met in a dumpster?
Yeah.
Olaf?
Yeah. Olaf and I have a lot in common.
Oh, well, there's one similarity I can see. He's imaginary.
Huh?
Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
Hmm. Ooh.
Hey, actually, that's kind of good. Because if he's imaginary,
that means I can't knock him up. Oh. Hey, this is getting better and better.
Oh, yeah, better and better for who? Where am I supposed to go when you and Olaf are bumping uglies?
Ooh.
Just tune you out like I'm Violet Hilton or something?
You mean Daisy Hilton, dumbass.
What difference does it make? They were Siamese twins joined at the hip. Yeah. Look, Flues, all I know is that for the first time in my life, not involving money or jury tampering, I have this one chance at happiness.
Oh, but...
And this is your chance to make it up to me for all those times that you let me ruin every chance of happiness that you've ever had.
But I didn't mean...
Yeah, every single chance.
Oh.
Yeah, you owe it to me.
Yeah, you got a point.
Yeah.
Hey... Wait a minute.
Oh, here we go.
Wait a damn minute.
What a twat waffle.
Do you know what I owe you, evil Susie?
You have no idea.
Do you know what I freaking owe you?
Well, there's a time you just let me take your car and run it right
my
into the...
My ass! Oh.
That's what I owe you.
Oh.
And I owe myself the delicious pleasure of effing you up for a change. And I know just the thing that'll do it, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
where we see if it took.
Whoa, Evil Susie, that was quite a head rush. You were having some real happy convulsions there. Are you all right?
Oh, man, I feel like I was strapped to the wrong end of a mechanical bull.
Whoa, Evil Susie, are you, are you feeling okay?
Oh, lousy.
You don't feel all, giddy and twirly and girly and...
Hell no.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice. Huh. Are you, gonna go down to the bar again tonight?
Screw the bar. Why would I go down to the bar when I'm having these great head rushes for free?
Oh, okay.
Damn.
Gee, Evil Susie, you need to take it easy.
Oh, yeah.
Why don't you unwind with a romantic comedy?
Romance? If I were romantic, seriously, would I have hate tattooed on the knuckles of both hands?
Duh.
Damn, Flues, are you tripping?
What?
Bitch, you better not be holding out.
God, I hate that.
Speaking of hate, you're just jealous of me because you don't have a spiking brain scan.
You said you weren't going to bring that up. I do pretty well considering that my brain scan is as flat as a clam cake. You don't have to rub it in.
Don't let it crawl up your butt like that, Flues. Your brain scan might be flat, but all your curves are in the right places.
Yeah, that sounds like me. Red hair and wavy eyes.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter to me. You don't have brain function.
Aw, that's real charitable of you.
Hey, it's perfect for my plans.
What plans?
Hey, why don't you show me some of this crap you have for sale here?
Yeah, that's good.
Okay. Check it out.
Oh, wow. 4-track tape player.
Yeah.
Big leap in technology.
I'll say they were like 3 times as good as the 2-tracks.
Uh-huh.
What?
Yeah.
Dah, never mind.
I even have a tape to go with it. Oh, I wish I could hang on to it, but I need the money, damn it. You got sentimental panties over Bill Carlisle croons the country trucker hits of 1974.
Oh, it says it's Bill Carlisle on the label, but I can really tell it's Dr. Tater Gumfries using a sly stage name.
Oh, yeah, I know Tater.
How can you tell it's him, though?
Well, this guy talks just like Tater.
Yeah.
And there's a possum reference in the first verse.
Yeah, good enough for me.
Strap it on.
You mean slap it in?
Yeah, whatever.
Okay, I'll get the straps.
Now, me and Liz was on our first date. We was a-setting at this red light, having to wait. And this old boy walked up with a big possum grin, and he just opened the car door and crawled right in. And I thought, what kind of deal is this? You know, the thing that was getting me the most was the way this old boy seemed to feel his oats. Man, he was really getting under my skin, a-setting over with that big stupid grin. And I thought, what kind of deal is it? To wondering about this friend of Liz, but I figured in a minute she'll tell me who he is. But as we drove along, I thought, man, oh man, cause me and him and Liz was all 3 of holding hands, and thought, what kind of deal is this? Now, I ain't too smart, but I could still see this whole deal looked all fouled up to me. So I thought I'd better stop it, man, it's going too far, cause she was a-hugging me and he was a-hugging her, and I thought, what kind of deal is this? Well, I knew it wasn't right, but what could I say? I thought I'd just kind of let it go along that way, but pretty soon I seen I was out on a limb. I couldn't kiss her without kissing him, and the man, I thought, what kind of deal is this? So I stopped the car and I said, look here, Liz, you'd better tell me who this guy is. She said, I don't know him. I thought he was your friend. I said, well, if you don't know him, what's he doing here then? I thought, what kind of deal is this? So I grabbed grabbed him by the collar and I jerked him out of the car. I said, buddy, I ain't never seen nobody like you are. How come you pull these kind of jokes? He said, well, sometimes it works, sometimes it don't. And I thought, what kind of deal is this? Well, I drew back my fist to hit him in the face. He broke loose and outrun a snake. So now here I stand just a-looking at Liz, and both of us are wondering who this guy is. Now, what kind of deal do you think this is? You find out, I wish you'd let me know. Man, it's tore me up like a sow's bed. You ain't never been tore up. You've been tore up like a sow's bed. You know what?
See? What did I tell you?
Oh, Tater puts a bump in Bumpkin. I'll give him that.
It's Tater all over.
Yeah.
Hey, looky here. If nobody buys these canned goods, you're certainly welcome to them.
Ah, nice selection.
Ooh. Tripe with extra suet.
My favorite.
Yeah,
but the cans won't sit flat.
Yeah, they're just a little swollen. Just don't put them in a high cabinet so they don't roll out and bonk you on the head.
Yeah, good tip.
Oh, I remember these. The hottest Christmas gift idea for 1984.
I forgot I had that.
The Ronco tampon removal system kit.
Yeah.
I scored 50 cases of them at a discount. I was going to be rich beyond my mildest dreams.
Yeah.
Until those damn product liability lawsuits killed a major money-making scheme.
Mm.
Damn whiny butt crybabies.
Huh.
Hell, mine grew back.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah.
Too many moving parts. That was the problem.
With you and the kids.
Oh, what's the matter now?
Oh... just not enough for me anymore, evil Susie.
What?
Hurting the Seekers, I mean.
Oh.
Oh, it used to give me such a cheery glow to whip them till the musk flowed.
Yeah.
But Kenya Snavage, Danger Woman.
Yeah, it's painful, all right.
Oh, but even increasing the pain levels doesn't give me that old kick anymore.
Tell me about it.
They used to scream like gig frogs, but lately it's just rolling off them like crap off a goose.
Damn.
Huh?
Boy, you bend words over like a Senate page boy.
It must be like what the Republicans say about drugs.
Huh?
Maybe they're right.
Lose.
Maybe I need to graduate to the hard stuff. What the hell?
Couldn't hurt.
Nah. That is just an expression.
Oh. Duh, never mind.
Oh, evil Susie, I don't know what's happening to my ministry.
Duh.
I used to get them coming and going, and now I don't think they're even going.
Yeah, don't blame yourself, Flues, or the crap you play.
Oh, yeah?
It's the listeners' fault.
Huh?
Both of them.
Yeah.
You think so?
Those bums are getting complacent, like they're building up scar tissue or something, because you're right, it's just not getting to them anymore.
Oh.
Seriously, Flues? Maybe you need to change your M.O.
Oh.
Try some new shtick for a change.
Oh,
for Dob's sake, Flues. I mean, you've been digging a rut so long, it's really more like a borehole at this point.
Oh, but...
try a different tactic. Like, what would you really like to do to the Seekers?
Oh, but I... Oh...
come on, trust me.
Swear on a stack of Revelation X's not to tell.
Yeah?
Okay.
Oh, just between the two of us.
Huh?
Oh, yeah.
I always like that part in Multiple Maniacs when Divine says...
God, I think I'm beginning to feel upset again. My nerves are cracking. I'm getting too old to play this circuit. I'm tired of this show.
We ought to just pick them up and shoot them. Just pick them up off the street, tie them up, and kill them. If we can move a lot faster that way, 3 or 4 loads a day. If I could get rid of all these other people on the show, it could all be mine to do with as I please.
Ah,
yeah, that one.
Damn, Flues, it's still waters go. Yours must be over the Marianas Trench.
Huh? What is that, some kind of disease?
Ah, never mind. You just surprised me is all.
She sure had the right idea.
Yeah. I don't think they took the concept far enough for my taste.
Tell me, evil Susie.
Huh?
Just between the two of us.
Mm-hmm.
What would you really like to do to the Seekers?
Well,
first off, I need two important things. Privacy and time. Oh, and a Sears Die Hard hooked up to a bed frame. And then I get a gunny sack full of liver, some bathtub caulk, and an Evinrude outboard motor. And the piranhas. I need lots of piranhas.
That sounds good.
End side one.
Please look out, his hand up!
And turn the cassette over.
You didn't tell me this was on tape.
Oh, I think I got my left hooter caught in the pickup reel on the way around.
Oh, look, it knocked over all the stuff on the table.
The hell?
Hey, evil Susie, don't throw away that old paper towel tube.
Why? It's just trash.
Boy, you have it wrong. Look, I'm trash.
Whoa, you're right.
But this paper towel tube is a treasure trove of magical entertainment.
Yeah.
Really? Listen to Thomas More's record, My Magical World.
Now hear this, now hear this. All boys and girls are invited to get a paper towel tube. The paper towel tube is a loudspeaker.
Loudspeaker, loudspeaker.
The paper towel tube is a loudspeaker. Talk through it now. Paper towel tube is a musical horn, a musical horn, a musical horn. The paper towel tube is a musical horn. Blow it now. Paper towel tube is a rolling pin,
a rolling pin, a rolling pin.
The paper towel tube is a rolling pin. Roll it now.
Right.
Woohoo! Wacko!
Hey! Yeah, that guy's got some tubular balls. Just goes to prove that any idiot can get a recording contract.
Ah.
I bet it works with tampon applicators, too.
Hey, don't throw out that slimy old snot rag.
Yeah, I get the idea. Jeez, Flues. If trash is so popular, how come you aren't doing better?
Yeah, damn good point.
Hey, you know, Flues. Maybe you just need a change of venue.
Venue?
Scenery, sorry, old habit. You know.
New fields to plow, new pinks to torment, new seekers to fleece.
Woo! We could load up everything into the Devil's Nissan and take Bob Slacktime Funhouse on the road.
You know, that's a thought.
Ow!
Ooh, take it easy.
Oh, I may have spiked there.
Can't have too much of that now.
Going on the road could do you some good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how Stan got his act going, out on the road. He was geeking at drive-in movies. Then he started sneaking in a little preaching between chickens, and pretty soon word was spreading like Tracy Lords.
Ah.
They came for the geeking, and they stayed for the bob.
Oh, touche.
That was when I met Stan. That was when I fell under his spell. He worked me into the act. He did the preaching. I did the geeking. Two of us had a real nice dog and pony show going there for a while. God, it was hard biting the heads off of them.
memories, shmemories, Flues. We gotta start living for today. Let's screw this miserable podunk jerkwater burg and hit the skids.
You know, evil Susie, Yeah?
This is doable. This is really doable.
Ah, flus. It's just crazy enough to work.
Bingo! Reverend Susie the Floozy's rolling cavalcade of perversion and traveling hallelujah hut.
I think it'd have a much better ring as Evil Susie's dungeon of painfully expensive psychological readjustments.
That's a spirit. Yeah, this could work. This could really work. Let's get some livestock and take our act on the road.
Yeah, you make a right nice vestal. Whatever the hell you are, you're almost good at it.
Yeah, whatever it is I am, I sure am it.
Yeah.
Come on, Evil Susie, there's seekers out there waiting to be fleeced.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute, Flues. I just had a thought.
Ow.
The wallets we're fishing for are already empty because Stang and his crew have already milked every last subgenius and Bobby out there.
Uh-oh. Damn his eyes. Oh, devil brave Stang. Oh, that rotten chicken joke is some pumping son of a...
Ooh, touch E. I thought you and Stang were like this.
Oh, how do you do that with your fingers?
That's these extra joints. They sure come in handy.
But what's the problem? I thought you and Stang were buddies. Oh, I don't know. Oh, I thought we were. I remember the way it used to be. Way back when Stang and me were working the circuit. Following the road show of 2,000 maniacs and the corpse grinders. Oh, I got to see every drive-in theater in the Deep South.
Even the secret ones.
Damn. I've heard those whispered about.
Oh, it was idyllic.
I bet.
Biting the heads off livestock, draining the pus out of all them infected whip marks on Stang's back. Doing it all for Bob.
Yeah, you bet your sweet ass.
Oh, but then Stang started running with a fast crowd.
This is just getting better and better.
You know, Philo.
Ooh.
Sterno.
Ooh.
St. Byron.
Ooh, yeah.
Janer.
Ugh.
Oh, and then it took a hard turn down a bad road, and it was Legume and Papa Joe Mama. And...
Wait.
Oh, there's more.
And all of them. All of them.
Yeah.
That was always my motto.
Yeah, but I just couldn't keep up with the geometrically increasing perversions that my church demanded of me.
Who could? Well, I could actually, but...
Then came that night in Baltimore.
Oh, here we go again.
When my uterus fell out on stage. It killed that kid.
Yeah. Kids, you're so cute.
I mean, what was an 11-year-old kid even doing at a subgenius revival?
Apparently stage diving.
You weren't helping matters, Evil Susie. One minute you're jumping up and down with glee, and the next you're going all psycho crazy loon on me.
Yeah? Actually, at first I thought, oh, okay, she shoplifted us a rump roast. Great.
Hey, wait a damn minute.
Then I saw exactly what it was.
Yeah, it was my freaking uterus.
Stop trying to make this about your necrotic baby hatchery flus. I know exactly what that was. A sneaky, underhanded bitch trick on your part to work a dead sixth grade kid into your routine.
Oh, but you knew damn well that I had to follow that act.
And just to get the audience back, I had to lead with my ping pong ball number.
Oh, but I didn't mean...
Talk about dirty pool. Speaking of that, I told you to put down a tarp. I was skating on my butt like Tonya Harding at a beer bust.
Who?
Oh, never mind.
I guess I was one staying and I started drifting apart. Next thing I heard, he'd got the cosmetic implants and the glandscaping.
Wow.
And then he had a few of his peckers removed so his pants would fit tighter.
Oh, like Cher's ribs?
Oh, I don't know. Huh? Who are you talking about?
Look, never mind.
Oh, no, he doesn't call, doesn't write. He hasn't played any of my shows in so long.
Hey, he played your 1,000th show.
Yeah, but I didn't hear it, so it doesn't count.
Oh, okay.
But it shouldn't make any difference because He's all-knowing and all-seeing. I can't believe it. What? You actually fell for his press release?
Oh,
but I didn't.
Wake up call, bimbo breath. Just pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. Ring a bell, Quasimodo. I'm sorry to be the one to break it to you, but Stang's a bigger charlatan than I am.
Hey!
Your hero ain't nothing but smoke and mirrors, baby.
I did notice those little mirrors he had on the toes of his shoes, but I thought he used them to check his teeth for spinach before he went on stage.
Oh, please, I don't have high standards for you, but you continually limbo right under them.
He seems so nice.
Yeah, so does Mothra in the right light.
Who?
Never mind.
Oh, to think about all the years I've wasted working for that megalomaniac, turning out show after show after show for him like a bleeding battery chicken, and having to lick his, his envelopes, and then getting passed around among this subgenius hierarchy like a cheap kazoo.
Actually, you were more like a joy rag.
Oh,
but you're the writer.
And then getting tossed like an old salad. You know, doctors say 2 more surgeries and I'll be able to walk a straight street again.
Yeah, it sure did leave you with a bad pull to the left, huh?
Thanks to that slimy weasel Stang and his friends, I'm left walking like a bad shopping cart.
Whoa, you're right.
Hey, what time is it? I can't believe nobody's shown up for my yard sale yet.
Oh, here we go again.
Maybe they're having trouble finding the place?
Oh, they'd have no problem. Not with a flying saucer up on blocks in the front yard. How could they miss that landmark?
Yeah. Sure does have a cheery green glow around it tonight.
Boy, I wish that thing was up and running.
Hey, I told you I'd try to fix it if you just get the parts. 2 lousy little parts, and we be zooming around, brown-eyeing the Air Force, but no.
Hey, don't blame me. It's that idiot down at the parts depot. I've tried ordering it 3 times, and he always packs the antimatter drive in the same package as a matter converter, and they wind up blowing up in the box on the way home.
You know, it's kind of funny how antimatter matters.
Yeah.
Boy, I can't believe nobody has shown up yet.
Oh, by the way, Evil Susie, it was so nice of you to go down to the newspaper office and put that yard sale ad in the classified section for me.
Huh?
Yeah.
Ad?
Yeah, the one you took down to the newspaper office for me.
Newspaper office?
Yeah, that one.
Oh, that ad. They tin-typed a velocipede of it and put it into perambulation.
Oh, Evil Susie, what would I do without you?
Ah,
something stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, Evil Susie, I've been thinking.
Oh, man.
No. That was just an expression. But I've been thinking.
I have had it with Stang and his crusty crew lording it over us like this.
Oh, yeah.
God, I hate that.
Oh, I tell you, Flues, you're preaching to the perverted.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. For like 20 years now, it's crawled up my butt so bad.
Oh,
I've thought up so many vengeance scenarios.
Yeah. That's a spirit.
Oh, yeah.
I did my research on this.
Hmm?
They're all holed up there in Subgenius Central.
Oh, yeah?
Where Stang and his goons are living like queens. They got the moat full of gators, armed zombies patrolling the perimeter.
Ooh.
And they got gun turrets out the wazoo. We're just gonna have to face the ugly truth. Stang is damn near impregnable.
You were gonna knock Stang up, too?
Damn it, Flues. Look.
We
don't have firepower enough to take that place.
Evil Susie?
Mm-hmm.
There's
something I should probably tell you.
Hey, Flues, I hate to break it to you, but you have no secrets from me. You've already spilled your guts, honey pie. Yeah. Well, I withheld my pancreas.
What?
I didn't tell you everything.
Susie!
Well,
I ought to kick your ass.
I mean, with your temper, I thought it would just be better if you didn't know about it. It'd just drive you crazy.
Hey, I'm already there. How much crazier could I get?
Oh! Yeah, you got a point.
Damn it, flus.
Well, I've been keeping this secret for Stang.
Like, what?
Oh, but he swore me to secrecy. I can't tell anybody.
Can't spell secrecy without sucks.
What?
Oh, never mind.
Oh, but no, there's no way. Please, don't make me go in there after it. Cough it up. No, you don't understand. I can't tell you. I can't even tell myself.
Okay, let's try this. Susie. Susie.
Oh.
Look into these eyes.
Evil Susie, that trick is not going to work on me.
You can trust me. I can trust you. Trust you. Yes. Trust you.
Oh, wait, it's a finger snap. Okay.
Showtime.
Da hell, you look trustworthy for some reason.
Ah, excellent.
Stang,
yeah?
Slip me this little something for safekeeping. Back in 92.
Oh, yeah? Like what?
Come on, it'll be easier for me to just show you. Bring the lantern.
It's around back.
Oh, not outward bound, Flus. I've done my walking for the night.
Ow!
Damn it, Flus!
Oh, yeah, watch out for that.
Oh, there's my rake.
Oh, my...
Don't forget to miss the sinkhole.
3 hours later...
Suddenly, things turned ugly.
How much farther is this...
Damn it, Flus!
Watch out for that.
Oh.
Hey, hand me the lantern and close your eyes.
Oh, hey, I'm not falling for that one again.
Nah, you can trust me this time. We're nowhere near the Wolverine pen.
Okay, I'll humor you.
Okay. Close your eyes.
Oh, well, that's going to be half a job because your damn rake took out one of them.
See, things are getting better.
Okay, I've closed my eye.
Okay. Let me take your hand.
Ow!
Ooh, lower.
Whatever it is I've got here. And
okay,
I'll guide you to the main room.
What? Left, right, what?
This way.
Oh, ah! Ow! Oh,
sorry, I forgot about my pull to the left.
Damn it, you're stupid!
Oh, I don't know why I indulge your idiocy.
Hey!
This way.
What?
Oh! Yeah, that one.
Damn it, Flus.
Okay, this one.
Oh, evil Susie, you are going to be so surprised.
Oh, yeah, Flus, I am prepared to be totally freaking dazzled.
Okay, now open your eyes.
Whoa. Wow, Flus. Nice subterranean bunker.
Like it?
You've been a busy little beaver, haven't you?
I carved it out myself with a soup spoon. Check out these hospital corners.
Huh.
Wow. I think dirt really is your medium, kid.
Yeah.
But wait, there's more.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, close your eyes.
Oh.
Okay, I've closed my eye. Oh, evil Susie, I can't wait to see the look on what's left of your face. Right in here.
Huh?
Step this way.
Oh, I don't know.
Oopsie.
Oh, nice acoustics.
Well, here we are. Now open your eyes.
See?
Whoa.
Yeah.
Flus. Oh, it's beautiful.
I should have known that you would have a huge arsenal.
Yeah, check it out. Sidewinders. Minutemen. Peacekeepers. Mervs. Look
better put a tarp under me.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez, Blues, how did you wind up with all this great stuff?
Well, actually, it's kind of a funny story.
Oh, I bet it is.
Way back, like long before I started doing the funhouse and everything, I hear this urgent knocking at the door, so I go and answer it.
Uh-huh.
And it's Stang, out of the blue. And he's got that big grin going, and he's dancing around like he has to pee, so...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I can tell something's up. And he tells me he needs to stash some stuff here for a while, and is that okay?
Uh-huh. Sounds like him.
So I look past him, and there's a whole fleet of trucks out there looking like a freaking May Day parade loaded down with what appears to be giant Coney Island wife tamers.
Oh.
So naturally, I said, yeah, I'd find a use for them. So how long did he say he was going to be leaving this stuff here?
He wasn't specific about time.
I think he was waiting until, like, the spring thaw?
Mm-hmm.
Because he said he'd be back when the heat was off, whenever that is. Well, he sure hot potatoed us, and I'm damn glad he did. So he never asked for this stuff back? I'm sure he forgot it. I mean... Back then, Stang was real heavy into the jankum, and he was real forgetful.
Oh, well, hey, forgetting is good.
he forgot to tell me how he won all these weapons in a strip poker game with Khomeini, Gaddafi, and Kim Jong-il.
Hey, that's funny.
And he forgot to tell me that they were all three pissed off at him because after he left with the swag, they got together and looked at the cards and saw where he'd marked them with the jankum stains.
Hey, that's typical.
And he forgot to tell me they'd be sending their killer goon squads after us to get their swag back.
Whoa, that's,
situationally unethical.
Duh. But, you know, it does explain those guys in the robes who kept exploding on our front porch.
Yeah, apparently they weren't from the Baptist church from down the street that does that year-round living nativity scene. You know, I kind of wondered about that.
Yeah.
I mean, really? For such a small Baptist congregation, didn't it seem like they had an astonishingly high rate of spontaneous human combustion cases?
No kidding.
But hey, what with all that hellfire and brimstone crap they're always spouting? It really didn't seem out of the ordinary when they blew up.
Oh, yeah.
Good thing we didn't open the door to them, huh?
Yeah.
Good thing we hate Christians and suicide bombers alike.
Wait a minute.
I thought Stang said the whole church had only three warheads.
Oh, you mean you fell for his press release?
Touché. No, I'm serious. Really, Blues, we could do something with this.
Oh, baby, this is going to put us on the slap gravy train.
Yeah. We can simply nuke that evil bastard Stang and all of his buddies back into their original atoms.
Uh-huh.
And then we can take over his whole scam. Oh, man, this has possibilities. Real possibilities.
Really?
You think so?
Oh, tell me all about your nice shiny toys, Susie.
Well, it's simple, really. Totally idiot-proof.
Mm-hmm.
The missiles are all fueled up and ready to go, and we can send them anywhere on the planet with this handy computer guidance system.
Oh, perfect.
And here's the easiest part.
Huh?
I hooked up the launching and arming mechanism.
Yeah.
To a clapper.
Hey, can't argue with lazy.
Buttons? We don't need no stinking buttons.
Oh, yeah.
All we have to do is remember to open up the silo dome first. That's that little orange button over there.
Uh-huh.
I thought you said we didn't need no stinking buttons. Oh, well...
I'm just funning you. Little Orange is always fine with me.
Oh, you almost had me.
Blues, I never thought I'd say this to you, but...
Huh? Do what?
I don't know why I try to kill you all the time.
Oh, evil Susie.
And
I'm damn glad you dodged my coat hanger all those times, sugar.
Oh, I'm so happy I finally did something to make you proud of me.
Oh, Flues, you don't know the half of it. I am so proud to have you standing in front of me as my human shield.
Oh,
you do that for me?
Try to stop me.
Oh, the things we are gonna do. Put her there, partner.
Threat has been detected.
Damn it, Flues!
Yeah.